formal mission of U Equals Me is stated as a movement of conscientious objectors to intolerance, or simply stated, a movement against intolerance. And the exploration of that statement really gets to what are the similarities between people? What do we all have in common? Why are we really equal as humankind? And that's what we're going to explore.
This podcast is about exploring conversational thoughts and interviews with extraordinary people living ordinary lives of well-being. Discussions on exactly what well-being means to people day to day, factors that can influence it both internally and externally. We glean insights on how to survive and thrive in feeling satisfied in life with a greater sense of purpose. Guest hosts bring fresh new outlooks and opinions from spirituality, science, worldviews, and standing up and speaking out for what's right.
It's pretty interesting. Man needs each other and planet Earth to survive. Check it out. I think you'll like what you hear.
From our U Equals Me podcast. I would like for you to meet Sergei Kovalenkov. Sergei lives and works in Ukraine, in Kyiv. He is a civil engineer, an international speaker, and we are thrilled to introduce him to you. Our focus of the podcast is to shed love and light on great things people are doing for one another and themselves through acts of love, kindness, attention, and intention. Here is a message from Sergei.
Hey everyone. So today at 4:20 a.m., ironically, I woke up to these loud bangs. Windows were shaking, and that was a missile, or part of a missile that hit this residential building in Kyiv, Ukraine, maybe 10 minutes away from where I live. So I just want you to see the signs of aggression against one of the friendliest nations in the world. Ukrainians are very friendly people. And how can you help? Well, it's a martial law. All men are staying in the country. And you can share this with your leaders, with your public figures, and please support us. Right now we're fighting this this battle alone. Ukraine is all alone. No one's helping, really. And as Ukrainians, we will stand side by side with each other, and we'll protect our homes, we'll protect our families. Pray for us.
I will be co-hosting an interview with Sergei with Lynn Brewer this week, and I'm curious to know more about him and what he is doing for the people of Ukraine. To see the video of Sergei's messages, I've attached the YouTube links in the show notes for you to actually see some of his videos. It's really quite interesting.
Hey guys, so another day, another sad video. If you look carefully, this is a residential building right behind me on the street where my office is at. So my office is right in the end of that street. And this is the road that I take to work. Sometimes, as you can see, there are bricks and all kinds of pieces of insulation. And oh my God, this is crazy. This is just absolutely crazy. So this is no accident. This is a war. This is a war against Ukrainian nation. So people, I just want you to wake up, share this video, and show to the rest of the world what's happening in the center of Europe.
Look for our full interview with Sergei from Kyiv, Ukraine, in the next couple of days. Go in love, bring in light.